Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, Congressman Ben Klein, who is the Republican who represents the 6th Congressional District, joins us. And you don't know, man, I was cheering when I heard that you were one of the people who was raising hell about this power grab that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have put in under the guise of we're scared of the virus, so we need other ways to vote. I mean, I think there's a lot of bad stuff that can happen here. Walk everybody through what's taking place in the House.
John, thanks for having me. And when you think about all the things that our founding fathers went through to establish this great nation, the barriers that were put in their way, whether it was the pox or whether it was the British army, you know, they didn't hesitate to come to Washington to do their jobs, to vote, or I guess at the time it was Philadelphia, but they knew that representation meant showing up. And Nancy Pelosi has undone 230 years of tradition by putting through this proxy rule, which essentially says that any member can carry up to 10 proxies of their colleagues. And so with about 22 Democrats, because they have the majority, holding 10 proxies each, they'll be able to gather on the floor and pass whatever legislation they want. So there are many layers to this in terms of how many problems there are. But that's the most evident part of it, is that Nancy is consolidating her power in a way that's going to make it easier for her to ram legislation through the House over the minority's objections.
Now, I have not worked as a staffer in the House of Representatives. I was an intern for Tom Bliley years ago, and I've been around a lot of members of the House over the years, consulting and the like. My observation is, you know, everybody shows up in Congress and assumes that they're going to have complete autonomy and they will be able to speak truth to power and, you know, all of this. And then it turns out that you're kind of jacked around by these committee chairmen and the majority whip and the minority whip. I mean, this could really be a situation where first-term Congress people wind up and the head of their caucus says, let me tell you something, you give me your proxy and I'm going to take care of this on your behalf, and I don't want to hear one damn word from you, or you'll be on the trash committee and you won't be able to raise any money and you better start packing up your office. Am I being overly nasty and dramatic to suggest that, or is that true?
When you're talking about the Speaker of the House, I don't think you can get overly
But she'll crack the whip on these people.
She will, and I hadn't thought about that. The pressure on freshman members, the pressure on members in whether it's swing districts or districts she feels members who are going too far out on a limb in one direction or another, where she decides, well, I want your proxy on this. That could create some cross pressures, because you're supposed to represent your constituents, not your leadership, and so I'm not even going to imagine what Congressman Tom Bliley would have thought of all of this. I'm thinking back to his great accent and listening to him on the floor. He would have railed against this. But, you know, it's made very clear in the Constitution that the Constitution laid out in Article 1 how Congress was going to conduct its business and how the members were going to be selected. Mm-hmm. And then in Section 5, Clause 1, it says that a majority of each house shall constitute a quorum to do business. So when it doesn't say a majority of each house counted through proxy voting, yeah. They meant be there and be counted. So
can you push back? Is there some way to litigate this?
I would imagine that there is. I would imagine that there is standing for members who are on the losing side of a vote, which Republicans would be on a lot of, to have standing against a vote that passes, this $3 trillion boondoggle did pass after the proxy voting rule change, but I don't think any members actually used their proxies because they were all, most of them were there. Mm-hmm. But the next time we go back, you can bet that some members who are more senior and more vulnerable, and the Democrats have more of those than Republicans, there are going to be some Democrats gone. They may not have as many people there on the floor as we will because mm-hmm. Republicans find this so odious. I think you're going to see most Republicans there voting in person. But it's going to affect the committee hearing process where half of the Democrats aren't going to be at their committees. Most of us will be there, but the Democrats will try and put them on virtual hearings. Mm-hmm. And that's a different problem altogether, because how are you going to negotiate compromise when somebody's on the other end of a phone or Zoom or Teams or whatever it is? It makes it a lot harder to come together. You're just going to have committee chairs muscling through their vision, their view, their side of things.
Yeah. And all you got to do is spend an hour on Facebook and watch it. All the people who talk about negotiating and a better political environment, distance and not having to look somebody in the eye when you're criticizing them is going to make that even worse. I mean, there's just no way around it. I'm glad you're speaking up about it, and I really appreciate you coming on to illuminate that. And I hope you'll take this as a big thumbs up to raise hell about it going forward. Congressman Ben Klein, the Republican from the 6th Congressional District here in Virginia, really appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.